Yes, Vahala in the background, you're hearing two things. You're hearing the sound of thunder, and you're hearing the sound of Hujaj in Kurwa.
Yeah.
So because it's currently storming on Arafah. The heavens have opened up, and it turns from a very hot day to a day of downpour. Everything is soaking wet, and the pathways between the tents have turned into rivers.
MashaAllah. So if you don't mind, if you just go to the Hujaj, making zikr, and then we can speak after that again. Again, Maulana?
Say
for about 2-3 minutes.
Same.
Inshallah. MashaAllah, and that is the Hujaz with the strong with Al Jim. And online, I have with me the respected Maulana Irshad Sadiq. And as you've heard, that even Imam Faiq telling us that yes, alhamdulillah, the heavens have opened up and it's raining, the wind is blowing, and at times you actually can hear the thunder as well. Maulana, you back with me?
Yes, I am.
Alhamdulillah. So, Maulana, tell me, what was your program like since you left MENA?
Morning. We arrived in Arafah before Fajr, and the Hujjaj prayed the Surah Al-Fajr in Arafah. After Fajr, they recited Surah Yasin, and we then told everyone to take an opportunity to rest and, you know, get the energies back in preparation for the Waqt of Quf. It's very important for us to know, focus on what is the biggest priority, which is the Waqt of Wukuf, so as to not expend the efforts and the energies before the time. So everybody took a rest between Fajr and about 9 o'clock or so. They got woken up by the heat, they got woken up by breakfast and so on in between. But nonetheless, they rested most of the morning. At about 10:30, we started Khatam al-Quran. One Khatam was completed among the ladies, another Khatam among the men. We are about, in this particular camp, Camp B, we are about 400 or so, 450 or so Hujjaj. And we then completed the recitation of that Khatam al-Quran in unison, with just Amma being recited surah by surah, which then led us into a group zikr, very beautiful group zikrullah, led by Imam Isa Alexander and by the other ulama present, alhamdulillah. And this zikr then led us all the way into the waqt of wukuf, or the waqt of dhuhr. We had the adhan read, we read dhuhr and asr, jam'an wa qasran, and that's the sound of thunder in the background, subhanallah. I'm watching the lightning and thunder as I'm speaking. The Waqt of Wukuf, we were making dua for about 1 hour, 2 hours, and then at 2:30, we decided to walk as a group to Jabal Rahmah. We took our umbrellas with us, we took water with us, because at the time it was extremely hot, and we walked towards Jabal Rahmah. We don't usually do it, but the weather felt, you know, bearable enough to do it. When we got there, we stood at the foot of Jabal Rahmah as a group, and the group started chanting Labbaik, and they became more and more emotional about Labbaik, because they're looking at Jabal Rahmah, and they're standing on Arafah, and they're chanting the Labbaik, and in between every Labbaik, they would chant Takbir, and, you know, everybody started crying, and it just grew louder and louder, and subhanallah, Allah, it sounds like something out of a fiction book, but at the end of the takbir, they started chanting the Labbaik again, and immediately the rains just started coming down, and it poured immediately, subhanAllah, lightning and thunder. Everyone was soaking wet, but people didn't want to move. They just stood there to the bones, subhanAllah. We walked back to the tent, we got here, and those who remained behind, everyone was in tears, everybody standing in dua, and we hope and we pray that this is a sign of Allah Ta'ala's acceptance of our effort here today, of the Hujjaj here today, that Allah Ta'ala grant all of us a hajj maqbool, mabroor. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, ameen. Now, Imam, I have heard from alim that I spoke to before, you know, that this is something unusual, and this alim is somebody that's been traveling many times with Hujjaj, and he says it's the first time that something like this happened.
yes, subhanAllah. I've also asked around for others who have been traveling. Imam Yusuf Pandey is standing on my left hand side here. This year is his 49th consecutive Hajj, subhanAllah. And among everyone who I've spoken to, no one has experienced such an event, you know, on the Waqt of Wukuf, on the plains of Arafah. It's really phenomenal, subhanAllah. You know, even though it's raining, people are actually happy to stand outside in the rain and make dua to Allah. And we're looking at the sky now, and the sky is turning blue again. The rain is slowly pulling back. But Allahu Akbar, this is just one of the most memorable and beautiful experiences we've ever had. And for all those who have been in Hajj many, many years, they've also testified that, you know, they haven't witnessed something as phenomenal as this. Similar events, other events, but this one really stands out, subhanAllah.
Allah. And the big thing is, Imam, and the amazing thing is that you say immediately after the Waqt of Wukuf, this is what happened.
Yes, subhanAllah. Immediately after we prayed Salah, we had a short program, dua, for about an hour, maybe even less than an hour. And as soon as we completed that, had a bite to eat and we walked out. It was in the first hour of the Waqt of Wukuf,
right,
and this happened. And subhanAllah, from weather that we had about a week ago, people were telling us 50 degrees, 55
yeah.
degrees.
Yeah.
People were warning us.
Okay, let's just try and get Maulana back there, because it is that we are, of course, speaking to Maulana on the plains of Arafah, and we do know that the network, it can be very, very havoc with a person because of everybody phoning, etc., etc. And, of course, now we also know about the weather, that the weather is playing up, but alhamdulillah, what a beautiful thing, something wonderful. What just happened, that you had the rain, the wind, the lightning, and as Maulana said, it's actually starting to clear up again. Person can't explain that. Can't say. There's no words to explain that. Maulana, you back with me?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. I'm just saying to the listeners that you've just said to us now, it's starting to clear up again after the rain, the wind, the lightning. A person don't know how to explain that.
Subhanallah, this is, I don't know how to explain this. This is really, this is a desert. Arafah is, you know, even more barren and more dry and more hot than other areas of Makkah. So for us to just all of a sudden get this today, we really pray and hoping and begging Allah Ta'ala that this be a sign of His acceptance, subhanAllah.
Ameen, ameen, ameen.